The LifeSpring family of podcasts is brought to you in part by AMD Live. AMD Live brings digital entertainment to life. LifeSpring Family Bible, number 81. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and I'm so glad you're joining me on this journey through the Scriptures. Today we'll be reading Numbers, chapters 27 through 29. And just as an aside, we will be finishing up the book of Numbers this week and then continuing on in the New Testament book of Mark. So let's begin. Numbers chapter 27. Then the daughters of Zelophehad, son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh of the families of Manasseh, the son Joseph came forward. Now these are the names of his daughters: Mala, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and Eleazar the priest and the leaders of the whole assembly at the entrance of the tent of meeting and said, "Our father died in the wilderness." Although he was not part of the company of those that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but he died for his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be lost from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession among the relatives of our father. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "The daughters of Zelophehad have a valid claim. You must indeed give them possession of an inheritance among their father's relatives, and you must transfer the inheritance of their father to them. And you must tell the Israelites, if a man dies and has no son, then you must transfer his inheritance to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you are to give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you are to give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you are to give his inheritance to his relative nearest to him from his family, and he will possess it. This will be for the Israelites a legal requirement, as the Lord commanded Moses." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go up this mountain of the Abarim range and see the land I have given to the Israelites. When you have seen it, you will be gathered up to your ancestors, as your brother Aaron was gathered to his ancestors. For in the wilderness of Zin, when the community rebelled against me, you rebelled against my command to show me as holy before their eyes over the water of Meribah in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin." Then Moses spoke to the Lord, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all humankind, appoint a man over the community, who will go out before them, and who will come in before them, and who will lead them out, and who will bring them in, so that the community of the Lord may not be like sheep that have no shepherd." The Lord replied to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is such a spirit, and lay your hand on him. Set him before Eleazar the priest and before the whole community, and commission him publicly. Then you must delegate some of your authority to him, so that the whole community of the Israelites will be obedient. And he will stand before Eleazar the priest, who will seek counsel for him before the Lord by the decision of the Urim. At his command they will go out, and at his command they will come in, he and all the Israelites with him, the whole community." So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before the whole community. He laid his hands on him and commissioned him, just as the Lord commanded, by the authority of Moses. Numbers chapter 28. The Lord said to Moses, "Command the Israelites, with regard to my offering, be sure to offer my food for my offering made by fire as a pleasing aroma to me at its appointed time. You will say to them, 'This is the offering made by fire which you must offer to the Lord. Two unblemished lambs, 1 year old, each day for a continual burnt offering. The first lamb you must offer in the morning, and the second lamb you must offer in the late afternoon, with 1/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour as a grain offering mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed olive oil. It is a continual burnt offering that was instituted on Mount Sinai as a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And its drink offering must be 1/4 of a hin for each lamb. You must pour out the strong drink as a drink offering to the Lord in the holy place. And the second lamb you must offer in the late afternoon, just as you offered the grain offering and drink offering in the morning. You must offer it as an offering made by fire as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, you must offer 2 unblemished lambs, 1 year old, and 2/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour as a grain offering mixed with olive oil, along with its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. On the first day of each month, you must offer as a burnt offering to the Lord 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 unblemished lambs a year old, with 3/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for each bull, and 2/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for the ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. For their drink offerings include 1/2 hin of wine with each bull, 1/3 hin for the ram, and 1/4 hin for each lamb. This is the burnt offering for each month throughout the months of the year. And 1 male goat must be offered to the lamb as a purification offering in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 14th day of the first month is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of this month is the festival. For 7 days, bread made without yeast must be eaten. And on the first day, there is to be a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work on it. But you must offer to the Lord an offering made by fire, a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs 1 year old, and they must all be unblemished. And their grain offering is to be of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil. For each bull you must offer 3/10 of an ephah and 2/10 for the ram. For each of the 7 lambs you are to offer 1/10 of an ephah, as well as 1 goat for a purification offering to make atonement for you. You must offer these in addition to the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. In this manner, you must offer daily, throughout the 7 days, the food of the sacrifice made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. It is to be offered in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a holy assembly. You must do no regular work. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new grain offering to the Lord during your Feast of Weeks, you are to have a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work. You must offer as the burnt offering, as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 lambs 1 year old, with their grain offering of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, as well as 1 male goat to make an atonement for you. You are to offer them with the drink offerings in addition to the continual burnt offering and its grain offerings. They must be unblemished. Numbers chapter 29. On the first day of the 7th month, you are to hold a holy assembly. You must not do your ordinary work, for it is a day of blowing trumpets for you. You must offer a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 lambs 1 year old without blemish. Their grain offering is to be a finely ground flour mixed with olive oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 of an ephah for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, with 1 male goat for a purification offering to make an atonement for you. This is in addition to the monthly burnt offering and their drink offerings as prescribed, as a sweet aroma, a sacrifice made by fire to the Lord. On the 7th day of this 7th month, you are to have a holy assembly. You must humble yourselves. You must not do any work on it, but you must offer a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 lambs 1 year old, all of them without blemish. Their grain offering must be of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 of an ephah for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering in addition to the purification offering for atonement and the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you are to have a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work, and you must keep a festival to the Lord for 7 days. You must offer a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs each, 1 year old, all of them without blemish. Their grain offering must be of finely ground flour mixed with olive oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 of an ephah for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 for each of the 14 lambs, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. On the 2nd day, you must offer 12 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs 1 year old, all without blemish, and their grain offerings and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, according to their number as prescribed, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the third day, you must offer 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs 1 year old, all without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, according to their number as prescribed, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. On the fourth day, you must offer 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs, 1 year old, all without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, according to their number as prescribed, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. On the fifth day, you must offer 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs 1 year old, all without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, according to their number as prescribed, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. On the sixth day, you must offer 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs 1 year old, all without blemish, and their grain offerings and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, according to their number as prescribed, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. On the seventh day, you must offer 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs 1 year old, all without blemish, and their grain offerings and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, according to their number as prescribed, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. On the eighth day, you are to have a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work on it, but you must offer a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 lambs 1 year old, all of them without blemish, and with their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs according to their number as prescribed, along with 1 male goat for a purification offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. These things you must present to the Lord at your appointed times. In addition to your vows and your free will offerings, as your burnt offerings, your grain offerings, your drink offerings, and your peace offerings. So Moses told the Israelites everything, just as the Lord had commanded him. Well, today we found out that Moses will have the same fate as Aaron. Just as God told him, he'll not be able to enter into the promised land. But of course, after so many years, Moses' heart was for the people, and we heard him ask God to provide another leader for them. Now, of course, God loves the people much more than even Moses, and so he already had someone in mind, Joshua, son of Nun. So we'll be hearing more about him in the upcoming chapters. Well, again, I'd like to thank you for joining me on this journey. Hang in there. Together, we'll all make it through the year. Just by way of a short reminder, I'd like to ask you to go by the LifeSpring Family Bible show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com and check out the AMD link. It's a great way to support the show and our sponsor. So until tomorrow, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.